Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker, owner of ERA Russell Realty Group, and Keith Garofola, VP of Sales and Marketing. Evan is an 11-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents, and along with Keith, they have transformed the once-named RRG independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan and Keith deliver their real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. Find previous episodes at evanlive.com.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. All right, we're shutting that off. I can't stand that guy. I got to fix that. All right, so a little different here. I'm flying solo today. I have the Blog Talk Radio studio over here. I've got the Facebook Live over here. Going to be a little different pace today just to see what you guys kind of think. I'm making sure that the Facebook Live is working. And it is. Okay. I'm on the speakerphone here because my earbuds aren't working for some reason. I'm not sure why they're not working. So let me do this. Let me plug in my my earbuds here so you guys can hear me. I know I'm having a little technical difficulty today. It doesn't happen, but it's happening today for some reason. So, all right, here we go. So we're coming into the last week of the year, okay, and the last working week. Next week will be the last working week. Then, of course, there's a holiday week, and people are kind of, you know, whatever during that holiday week. Some people work, some people don't. But here's what I learned. Here's my consistency through the entire year, right? Everybody comes to me and wants to do real estate and wants to make money and wants to do the real estate thing, so to speak. But I think the problem that I give you, and this is my fault, I think every good leader, coach, trainer, boss, broker, whatever, you know, has to admit when they're wrong. I think part of my problem is there are too many tools. There are too many ideas. There are too many possibilities on how to get your name out there. So I think what we do from the start is we do a great job of meeting people where they are, right? Evan, this is what I want to do. This is how, you know, I want to do it. This is the friends I want to meet. But I think one thing that I've learned, I know the pace is a little slower because I'm doing a Facebook Live thing here and I'm trying to not rush through it so you guys can hear me okay. But one thing I learned over the years is I train and coach because it's therapeutic for me. It helps me. It helps me focus on what I need to be doing, and really it reinforces the message. So every time I sit with an agent in a coaching session, I get all these ideas on how I could possibly do better because everybody comes with the same question, right? I've got leads. How do I convert them? I want to get more listings. I want to prospect here. I want to prospect there. Everybody's got the same question, but not everybody can handle the same answer, right? Not everybody's ready to pick up the phone and dial expires. Not everybody's ready, capable on how to use Craigslist effectively. Not everybody's willing to go to Facebook effectively, right? We've all got our different kind of avenues of business, right? Which is why I think Keith made this for me. He's not quite here yet, but he made this Road to Six, kind of template. He actually laminated it. Molly made it, but he templated it. So we're actually having that made into a couple 18x24s, and we're going to post it on, you know, on our walls here. But the Road to Six is really kind of focusing where we are. So let's go back to the main thing. The main thing is that Evan provides and ERA provides basically too much, right? There's too much. There's ERA sites. There's Craigslist. There's Zillow. There's Facebook. There's ads. There's home seller marketing. There's ebooks and seller guides. And Evan's got training materials. And here's another video. And, you know, I probably posted seven times in the group already today. Mary Beth put up a very good point about, you know, what she did in her career versus what ERA provides us now. That's all really awesome information, but it's freaking overload. I'm telling you now that I understand that it's overload. I understand that that us coming at you three or four or five times a week is overload, and we can tell by sometimes the audience, right? Sometimes the audience is really big. Sometimes the audience is really small. It really depends. We don't really tell you what the topic is going to be on our training calls, but we kind of see, you know, what the audience is and what we're focusing on. And then, you know, based on that, we can see who drops on, who participates, who comments, who likes, that sort of thing. So I think I've got it figured out. I think I know kind of what you guys are after. I know we all are looking for the easy road. There's no doubt about that. We're all looking for the path of least resistance, right? That's human nature. So what I need to do, and what, you know, I need to, you know, kind of, I don't usually take the boss tone, but what I need to do is roll it downhill, right? We have to be less complicated in 2018. We have to be more dependent on the tools that are provided for us free through the ERA system. We have to embrace those tools a little better. We have to stick with one lead generation source and hammer it out. There's an old example that I was taught way back when. If you're at the gym, right, if you go to Planet Fitness or whatever you do, you don't do, and you want to do 30 minutes of exercise of treadmill, right? You don't do 5 minutes of treadmill, 5 minutes of bench press, 5 minutes of push-ups, then go back and do 5 minutes of treadmill. That's kind of the CrossFit scenario, right? A whole bunch of scatter, bunch of reps. But to get maximum, you know, maximum gain out of your workout, you do 30 minutes on the treadmill and you finish it. You do your set on the bench press. You do your set on the bike or whatever. You don't kind of hop around. So what we need to do is we need to figure out what those one or two things are that are going to drive your business in 18, drive your business through the end of the year, and focus on those items. There are a couple agents that continue to produce and continue to be good agents at a part-time basis, some at a full-time basis, but they focus on one or two or three things. Okay, those one or two or three things are, you know, reverse prospecting in Craigslist for landlords, having a specific package to offer to landlords, offering that package out and doing very well on continuing to put one or two or three of those deals in your pipeline on a regular basis based on the one system. There's another agent who has kind of moved away from it now just because the market's kind of turned, but he's after the home seller leads. He's only after the home seller leads. He spends X amount of money per month. He has X amount of tools. The leads come in. He knows his numbers, and he's cash flow positive on his investment, right? But he's got that one thing kind of dialed in right, okay? So my one thing would be networking in the town, right? There are very few places I can go in North Reading where I don't see one or two people that I know on a hug or high-five level, right? That to me is my one thing. My second one thing, and we're not getting into the one thing, just an example of laser focus and not getting brushed around with too much. A lot of times when folks come in and they say, hey, Evan, you know, I need some leads. Hey, Evan, I need to do this. Hey, Evan, I need to do that. All right, we get into the different options and we try to fit what's best for you. And sometimes we throw a little mud against the wall to see what might stick. Let's run some Craigslist ads, see how they go. But that involves a process. Let's move over to Instagram and put some pictures and see if you get some traffic. That involves a process. Let's print and mail our home buyer seller guy, our home seller guy, and a whole buyer book. Well, that involves a process, right? To do those things right, you have to do them from start, from jump. And more importantly, what's going to separate us in 2018 is not only having a focus on one particular source or having a specific goal. Now, my goal for you, and I'll get to my next point, my goal for you is the road to six. Right? And some people may say, Evan, six deals? That's it? Listen, it's based on fundamentals, right? You do six things at the gym, right? You treadmill, you squat, you bench press, you push up, you sit up, right? You do six fundamental things. And then the other things kind of evolve from there. Well, you do bench press, then you can do the inclines. Then you can do the declines. Then you can do the push ups. Then you can do the barbell press or whatever, you know, whatever the case. I'm not a gym rat, so I don't know. But, you know, there are several things that we can do within the scope. So we have to figure out what that scope's going to be, what you're going to dial into and what you're going to learn, you know, hands down, rock solid. This is what I'm going to nail. This is where I'm going to focus. Doesn't matter if I fail in January. Doesn't matter if I fail in February. Doesn't matter if I fail in March. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride this out until it pops. That's where my focus is going to be. Not this silver bullet mentality. Well, Johnny's doing this and Joey's doing that, and my friend over at Keller Williams doing this, and my friend over at Central Florida is doing this. I want to try this, and you know, maybe I should just open up and moving all around. That's not going to get us where we need to go. What's going to get us where we need to go is being dialed into a specific plan or goal to get traction to that, you know, specific result. And my goal that I'd like to see you make, you have to make your own goals, but my goal or our goal is the road to six. Okay? And the road to six is going to be predicated by tools that drive specific avenues of business to you. My sphere of influence, work company generated leads, dial some expireds, mail some expireds, do a little Facebook marketing, right? Or Matt. And of course, self-directed pound in the streets, right? Pound in the streets. Am I making sense here? There's a couple people watching all around here. Jump into Facebook, give me thumbs up if I'm making sense. To have, you know, I won't use a cliche. We got to have those SMART goals, you know, measurable items that we're going to focus on, and you can't be all over the place. You don't need to spend a lot of money. You don't need to focus on many different things. You don't need to worry about paying Zillow dollars. You need to worry about the people around you. You need to worry about the programs that Evan has. Now, the point of the call originally, and I've kind of gone off on a tangent here, is there's so much stuff. I understand. There's so much stuff. We talked about investors yesterday. We talked about expires the day before. We're working on short sales the day before that. There's so much stuff. But that's kind of what makes this business interesting, right? We talked about three or four calls today. You can pick your broker. You can pick your client. You can pick your dollar amount. You can pick your lender. You can pick your home inspector. You decide what you want to do, how you want to do it. You decide that. What I'm asking you to do is sift through all this bullshit that Evan has, sift through all the bullshit that you see all around. You jump into the ERA marketing group, you know, guy from New Jersey is doing this. You jump into the ERA marketing group, guy from Idaho is doing this. Guy from Arkansas is doing this. Forget all that. Right? Find out what's going to work for you, which I think is what makes us successful, is we find what works for you and we try to implement that. So we have to be consistent about it, right? We have to be educated about it. So when we get the lead, we know what to do. Okay? We have to make ourselves responsive. That says, when I go to the gym, I'm going to hit the bench press every single day. That's just what you do. So when you get up and you open your laptop to do your computer work, what are you going to do? The first thing people do when they open a computer statistically is they open Facebook, right? You can say you don't, but you do, right? 280 billion people do it. You wake up in the morning and you look at your phone. You don't roll over and kiss your wife. You don't go get your baby. You don't pet your dog. You grab your phone, whether to turn the alarm off or whatever. So meet people where they are. If they're in Facebook, let's go. Let's create a Facebook marketing campaign that's going to work. Being a secret agent, as Keith likes to say, it doesn't work. It's not going to work, okay? Now, I understand some of you are in business and you don't want to cross-pollinate what you're doing during the day and doing this. I get all that. I understand everything. That's why we meet you where you are, right? But we have to figure out a way, you know, you have to figure out goals on how you're going to find this road to six, If you don't know what the road to six is, you know, obviously, you know, let me know. But you've been living under a rock for the last 30 days, right? If everybody on our roster did six deals next year on average, we would be 100% better than we are now. Only through math alone, because there are some people who have done some deals, there's some people who have not done some deals, there's people who have done a whole lot of deals. So as an average, if the 50-ish, 55, 60-ish people on our team do six deals, do the math. That's 360 deals. That's a lot of money for you. That's a lot of money for us. That's success. And success breeds success. The best way to get a listing is to get a listing. The best way to get a buyer is to get a listing. The best way to get a, you know, to sell your listing is to find a buyer for the listing. And there are many other ways. I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but we have to figure out which of the many tools that Evan has, the podcast, the coaching calls, now the Facebook Live. I mean, think about it. We've got three things right now. I'm on the podcast, or so you listen to me live. You can listen to me later. And I'm on Facebook. You listen to me. So it's four delivery methods of just this one 18-minute podcast. That's a lot. That's a lot. So how can you not be confused? So I need to do a better job of streamlining my message to you, right? And I need to do a better job of championing, whatever the right word is, being a champion on the specific avenue for you. What's going to work for you? What can I do to help you? Everybody's different. Everybody's diet's different. Everybody's workout style is different. Everybody reads books at different levels. Everybody, you know, speaks in different levels. We have different levels of education. We have different backgrounds. We have different priorities. Everybody is different. So to group you all together, you know, is not what we want to do. I want to find out where you guys are. I want to meet you where you are, and we want to find out what we, you know, what we're going to do together to be successful. Okay? So for 2018, not only are we going to focus on the road to six, number one, but number two is we're going to streamline our tools based on the individual person, right? If you're a phone guy, cool. Let's use the phone. If you're an email guy, cool. Let's use the email. If you're a Facebook guy, cool. Let's do the Facebook. If you want to go out and shake hands and kiss babies, fine. Let's get you some ERA t-shirts to wear, right? Everybody can work this business. Everything can work this business. And I'm going to leave you with one parting shot, which has been a joke over the years, all right? There are far stupider people in this business that are making money than you, right? There are far dumber people in this business that are making money, that have fallen into listings, that have fallen into opportunity than you. That's why the world is so anti-part-time agent, right? Because they feel that they're stealing business from the full-time agent. Might be true, but welcome to America, right? It's welcome. It's entrepreneurship. I mean, welcome. That's what it's all about, right? Go out and get yours. However you earn it, whether you earn it through a smile or you earn it through, you know, creative marketing, whether you earn it through dialing, whether you earn it through buying it, it doesn't matter. Go get it. Go earn it. Don't anybody tell you part-time agents are losers, because they're not. You're not. You're just a little more focused on the leads you do have, as opposed to focused on, you know, the hundreds that are you're working kind of half-ass, right? Okay, guys, I know there's a lot of stuff. Evan Live. Work with Evan. Buy with Evan. Sell with Evan. EvanRussell.com. Join the Russell team. ERA. Facebook 1. Facebook 2. Facebook 3. Right? Mobile app here. Website here. What's my website address? So let's get the fundamentals down. Do we know what our website address is? Yes or no? EvanRussell.com. What's your website address? Boom, rattled off. How do you get to your mobile app? Is it downloaded on your phone? No? Why not? Get on it. Boom. Download it. Understand how it works. Okay? Have you made your way over to Zillow? Do you know how the Zillow app works? No? Download it. Do a search. Pretend you're a customer. Realtor.com app. I actually like the Realtor.com app pretty good. Download Realtor.com app. Check it out. Right? Get yourself a zip code finder on your phone so you know what towns are what. So when someone comes in based on a zip code, you know where they're looking. Learn how to use your iPhone the best way. Learn how to put a message in your notepad so you can cut and paste an automatic response into an email. Understand how that works. The difference, a real difference between part-time and full-time agents is not only production, but it's also industry knowledge. If you don't understand how Zillow works, you're sunk. If you don't know how to refer your mobile app and why it works and the glitches and that sort of thing, you're sunk. You got to understand that stuff, right? You have to understand that stuff. That's what's going to separate you apart. So it can't be too much stuff. You have to figure out which stuff you want to use, which stuff I can teach you, and which stuff can help you get to the next level.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.